Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, back in the saddle. We just got back from Arizona, did an event out there with some of our friends, us senators, representatives, and the such that popped up for the event, and I'm going to try to show you the best that I can some of the things that were taking place down there. We spent some time with Sheriff Mark Lamb. After we spent some time with him and his wife, just kind of asked him what was going on again out there. We visited with him a couple months back. But in the process, I believe that we're developing a friendship, which is cool to me and hopefully to him as well. But what's interesting is I asked him about the immigration issue, and he said, well, Bradley, he goes, I believe that things are getting worse, not better. And so now you're beginning to see the worse and not the better. And what am I talking about right now? I'm talking about what you just heard on the mainstream media. Americans, one of the things that you need to do is understand that these are the people that are driving the narrative, that are controlling the narrative. They're creating it, and then they're bringing in the answer. But what you don't realize is they're the ones that created the problems. And so now we're seeing a whole influx of illegals coming into the United States of America, which comes as to no surprise to anybody. And again, in particular, when it comes to Scripture, this is judgment upon a disobedient nation. Read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, because it's very specific as to what's taking place here. And this is happening because the people have forgot the Lord's judgments, his statutes, to keep his commandments, that we might know righteousness and peace within the gate. And if you look at Leviticus 26, he said that he would appoint those over you that hate you. And there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it, friends. This is a small portion of puppets being controlled by a bunch of puppeteers that are being controlled by Satan himself, and the Lord is at the helm of all of this, friends, dictating what happens and what doesn't happen, because we know that he's the governor of all nations. But this is exactly what is taking place here. So when you hear about all of these illegals coming into America, remember, those that hate you are the ones that are illegally alluring them into your cities, from mayors to governors, and they are allied in doing what they're doing today. No one's deporting them, friends. They're all being imported in one way or another by your favorite politicians that you haven't figured out that are a part of that alliance. Isaiah 28, verse 18. Read it when you get a moment. So, anyways, we had the opportunity. We preached in Glendale, Arizona last week, and we preached the senators. We preached the representatives. And I'm happy and honored to be a part of all of that, friends, but people need to listen. And it's interesting that one senator came up to me, and I only had 1 hour. So an hour to me is like just getting, you know, started here. And so I watched the clock, and I was done at an hour, and he was the first one to sit up in the front row and come up to me. He goes, you know what, I need to listen to that whole message. Yes, you do. because the message that we give here is the heart and the pearl to the church, Christ crucified and the price paid. If you want to bring about resolve to the issues in this country, friends, show the people the price paid for their freedoms. What happens when people don't understand the price that's been paid for their freedoms? They're going to live in such a fashion, okay? There's no gratitude. They're unthankful. Well, that country soon enough, friends, taking it from the natural to the spiritual, 1 Corinthians 2:14, to the judgments of God. The Lord promised in Psalm 9:16 and 17 that he would turn that nation into hell that forgot him. Well, let me go metaphorically over to the natural realm real quick. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but this was a bunch of illegals, speaking of Memorial Day, which has nothing to do with the grill, has nothing to do with the big party. It has everything to do with living for those that died for us, again, metaphorically in the natural, and spiritually, 2 Corinthians 5:15. Look what was going on in Washington, D.C., taking place by the illegals that are in America, that are bleeding into America. Look what they were doing, friends, at a memorial, namely the fountain. Listen to this.
Most of these people are not even American.
These are a Where bunch are of illegals from? Bleeding in to America, Washington, D.C. Folks, they're
here.
Bathing in the fountain.
Where are you from?
Of the memorial at Washington, D.C.
Is your boy?
Uh-huh. What's really sad is that this is a World War II memorial. And if you look around, the majority of what is here, sitting around...
You're paying for all of this, Americans.
Swimming in the pool, or in the fountain, the memorial fountain, which is against the law, is prohibited.
So if that was an American, they would be arrested, but because the illegals are doing it and desecrating the memories of our fallen, for some reason or another, they're getting a pass.
And most of these people,
but again, people need to understand it's the politicians alluring these illegals in. And if you look at these illegals that are desecrating and disrespecting our fallen soldiers in Washington, D.C. at the World War II Memorial, bathing in that fountain, it's interesting, and not one of them looks like they have any sense of lack. They have nice clothes on. They have strollers. It looks like they've been fed. Of course, this again is what the American people are tolerating when it comes to their government. Because it's your said representatives that are behind all of this, Americans. Again, you listen to me. The next step to where we're at right now, again, like it or not, you will be dispossessed. Look to Germany. Look to France. Look what's happening over in those countries, friends. The Muslims are being pulled in. Look at Germany. Remember when Merkel slapped the Islamic flag and said that Germany belongs to Islam? Well, did you know that homes over there concerning the illegals influxing that particular country? Many of the people that have homes are being kicked out of their homes, and illegals are taking possession of their homes. That's right. But also pay attention that they've been Europeanized for a long time. They've been demoralized for a long time. That's why, again, they're working so hard on America today, friends, to demoralize you. And that's why they're taking the debased and the debauched, right? And they're putting them up in positions of what? Positions of authority. Why is that? Because they want to lower the standard as far as they can possibly bring it so they easily can wield control over its subjects. That is to those that will be subjected or consent to their ways and will be continuously enslaved by these same people that mean to wield control over them. So, again, friends, we're in it. I'm not going to go the other direction because if I did, I would be lying. I'm not going to put you to sleep. I'm going to wake you up. I'm going to tell you it's right on the horizon because it's right in front of your face, and the establishment is doing the same thing all over again. By the way, we're going to be talking about Franklin Graham wants us to all know that every demon in hell has now been loosed on us. Boy, is that the gospel? No, it's not. But what's new with the Grahams? We'll be right back.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on theforgenews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Hey, by the way, guys, if you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live on top of that page. Subscribe there, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. If you want to call in, please do. Would love to hear from you. Hey, pro or con, Jude 3 and 4, if you want to contend, that's fine. I notice people like to take shots at Bradley when he's off the radio. So your opportunity to go ahead and take a shot at me, make it your best one. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here, folks. Here, Franklin Graham is on his God Loves You tour. I'm just going to say this slow. He's on his God Loves You tour. On his God Loves You tour. Someone show me that in Scripture, please, where Jesus ever said that or the Lord ever said that. And I'm talking about verbally. Because the love of Christ was always in a demonstration. It was the Spirit of God that said we are not to love in word, neither in tongue, but by deed and by truth. By this our hearts are assured before Him. I can't find where the Bible tells us that we are to lead men to Christ by telling them that God loves them. That's not at all what Scripture tells us. That's interesting. God loves you. Isn't it interesting that Jesus said that you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved. That's in Matthew 10:22. But one thing I noticed that since they changed the message, basically the grams, to God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life, trials and tribulations, do we enter into the kingdom of God, your promised persecutions, 11 of the 12 disciples were martyred, Jesus Christ himself was martyred, the only one that survived was John at Patmos in a cauldron of boiling oil, he survived miraculously. I'm trying to figure out how the modern-day message coming from the likes of the Grahams is in contradiction of the Word of God, and yet they're loved by the world, and the Bible tells us that they will be loved by their own. And yet the disciples that preached the Word, in what was the Word, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm just going to go to Matthew 3:2 in that alone. Or how about this one? This is scripture in the face of God loves you tour, okay? 2 Corinthians 5:11. What does it say? Knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. Whoa! That's crazy. God loves you tour. Franklin Graham's out there on his God loves you tour. And what is his message today? His message today is, as he went to the lack of Christian media convention, because that's what it is, he shared with them that every demon from hell has been turned loose in society. Here, but let me tell you what this enemy of the cross does not want you to hear. Because this is the power of God unto salvation. That on the cross, listen carefully, on the cross, Jesus defeated Satan himself. It was the judgment of the prince of the world. When Jesus said, "It is finished," then what did he do? He looked at the church and he says, "As my Father has sent me," in John 20, he now says to you, "As my Father sent me, now I send you." So we're going to have the same road. And if you want to look at 2 Corinthians 11:12 to understand what that road is going to be like, friends, it has nothing to do with the messaging that we're hearing from the likes of a Franklin Graham, who is a political op. He is appointed to keep the evangelicals in line with the establishment. That's his job. He's called controlled opposition. Read 1 Kings 13:33. Do yourself and cross-check everything I'm telling you. Man, that's crazy. Everybody loves the Graham so far and so much that they even give Billy Graham a star in Hollywood. I'll get to that in just a moment. Whoa! Boy, this is crazy. And then on top of changing the message from repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand and knowing the terror of the Lord and that we are to repent of our sins and turn away from them and put our faith in Christ, Acts 20, verse 21, you hear none of that coming from the likes of Franklin Graham. No, what you hear from Franklin Graham is now the devil is loose from hell. Wait a second. He's a defeated foe. I'm here to tell you. He's a defeated foe. I just want to make sure everybody understands that he is a defeated foe. And the Lord looks at us in Luke 10:19 and tells us all power has now been given unto us, that he won at Calvary, has now been given unto us by the Holy Ghost to do the same exact things and even greater works than he did. He told us in John 14. Just think about what I'm telling you. Jesus said, "Greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father." So why is the message that every demon from hell has now been turned loose in society? Because the church has failed to magnify the law of God in the face of what is taking place concerning those demons that are coming out of the closet of hell and making themselves known. Well, the church is going into the closet. Who has taught them that? The likes of a Franklin Graham. That's who, and they've listened. They've replaced the Word of God for the Word of man. They've made void the commandments of God by taking heed to the commandments of men. That's the Franklin Grahams of the world. Isn't it interesting that every time Franklin Graham has something to say, friends, the media, just think about that, the media, that 94% of the American people don't believe, CIA-controlled media, reaches out to Franklin to speak on the behalf of evangelicals in America. And it's interesting to note, friends, across the United States, those real-deal preachers, few they are, let me tell you, but those that really know the Word of God, they see Franklin and Billy and the likes of that brood for exactly who they are. The world loves them, and the Lord told us that the world would love its own. The Lord also told us in Luke 6:36, "Woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets." The false prophets. Just think about that. So there's the defeatism again. They want to preach. They want you to believe that you're a defeated foe when in fact you're in Christ, you are not. You're made more than a conqueror, Romans 8:37. Matter of fact, when you have the faith of Christ, Hebrews 12:2, and then you go over to First John 5:2, it tells us, what is it that overcomes the world? Even our faith. Matter of fact, when I look from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation, I can't find where the church was ever offered defeat by the living God. It's not in Scripture. And the only time that it did fall is when they themselves relinquished their obedience up to the one that they declared that they loved. Okay? The likes of an Achan. Okay? The likes of those that wanted to compromise just a little here and a little there. God gave them over to their compromise, didn't he? The judgment fell back on their head, and they were defeated because of what they did, not what the Lord did. But to the faithful, what did he do? He said, not one promise in his covenant, not one of his promises in his covenant has ever failed a faithful man or a faithful woman of God. You cannot find it. But I'll tell you what, it's absolutely interesting how Franklin has just got to go out there and represent a weak, capitulating, impotent church. And he wants you, instead of protesting in the face of what you see out there, folks, the way that the church is commanded by God to do, the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. We're supposed to be on the offensive, not on the defensive. What does he do? He says pray. But the Bible says faith without works is dead, James 2:14-26. Why are they preaching this? They're pulling the cross away because they understand, these devils do, that that is the power of God unto salvation. See, because once you hold on to the cross till the very end, guess what? The Bible says, had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. That was the devil's biggest mistake. But see, what the harlotans and these charlatans and these hirelings, John 10:12, in the church today, they want you to capitulate. They want you to give up. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you, Franklin Graham wants you to know that every demon in hell has now been let loose. Praise God. They're all under my Lord. They're all under the power of the Holy One of Israel. All through Scripture, to those that are truly in Christ, not outside of Christ, not outside of those that are trying to look for a little compromise here and a little compromise here, but I still want to go to heaven when I die. No, that's not what Scripture teaches us, 1 John 3:6. No, it's completely abiding Him, in Him at all times, at all places, that we might be able to call upon Him in all things, for all things, and in all places, that He might make Himself manifest to destroy the works of the devil today the way that he did 2,000 years ago. We'll be right back.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Compromise is the word that lawmakers all over the political spectrum are celebrating or denigrating when it comes to the debt ceiling and spending bill. Some lawmakers on the far ends of both parties don't like it, but most say it's a compromise that must happen. A Christian megachurch in suburban Des Moines is the first stop tonight for Florida Governor and official presidential candidate Ron DeSantis in a two-day, five-city tour of Iowa. He then heads to New Hampshire and South Carolina. It's been about 3 months since former President Jimmy Carter entered end-of-life care at his home in Plains, Georgia. Now the Carter Center has announced that former First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia. Statement says she continues to live happily at home. The NBA and NHL finals are set. The Miami Heat face the Nuggets starting Thursday in Denver. Stanley Cup finals begin Saturday in Las Vegas as the Golden Knights host the Florida Panthers. Richard Johnson, USA News.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Franklin Graham out there on his God Loves You tour. Unscriptural. The way that he's preaching it, friends. Preaching the love of God without the law, friends, which is the reason God gave his law, is because he loved, is unscriptural. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul, Psalm 19:7, Galatians 3:24. Wherefore the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. The law shows us what? It detects, right, sin, and grace alone conquers sin, period, said Augustine. But read Galatians 3:24, and when you get a moment, if you want to see where Jesus was in action throughout Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. I'll give you a prime example. Go to Mark 10, starting in verse 17, and read all the way down and see what the Lord did, because he was a preacher of the circumcision, Romans 15:8. Also read John 8 when you get a moment. And Romans 3, unto the Jews, was given the oracles. That's the Ten Commandments, God's moral law. Exodus 20 as well. And you'll see and understand what's going on in this country. This country is being given over and being created into a hell because of the lack of preachers that are actually preaching the way that Christ preached or the way of the Master. Okay, I'm just going to give it to you just step by step and we'll take it in stride. I want to show you a video concerning what just took place on the up and coming segment. When I got back, I actually took time to go confront the manager at a Target here locally, and I want you to see that as well. I'll play that for you in just a moment. But let's finish this up with Franklin Graham, and then I want to get over to the Hollywood star that his daddy was given. Franklin wants us all to know that every demon has been loosed on us. Okay, why is that? That's the fault of the church, who's called to be the moral compass of society. What is he representing? Well, he wants you to believe that he's representing Jesus Christ, but what you can see when you know Scripture enough, he's an enemy to the cross of Christ. He's not leading the way by example as he follows the Christ, Hebrews 13:7. No, they're creating an impotence, folks. message, to teach the followers of their version a different Jesus, to capitulate in the face of battle. 78 verse 9, the book of Psalms, read it when you get a moment. And they've been doing this for a long time in this country. Also keep in mind, and when I get over to Billy, also keep in mind who put up Billy Graham. And it's pretty crazy. It gets weirder and weirder. But if you understand who actually puffed them up, said William Hearst, you're going to understand exactly why he's been put up, because he has been leading people to the wide gate rather than to the straight and narrow gate. And the one that's supposed to be equipped in taking it to the enemy on the offensive by pulling all the teeth out and causing them to be on the defensive, making themselves a prey in the face of those that mean to establish a global order. That's exactly what this is about. If anybody knows anything about the Black Robe Regiment and the unsung heroes during the Revolutionary War, I'm telling you what, you better look at the church, because those are the guys that are overlooked. But they were the bad boys of the faith. They were the sons of thunder, every single one of them. That's a different show. Franklin Graham, some time ago, this was in 2021, he gave the message that sin is fun, okay? But living for Christ is more fun. Guys, living for Christ is more fun. That is about the most biblically illiterate comments anybody could possibly make. But guess what? He made it, didn't he? Yeah, he did. Somebody's saying, "Is Bradley, are you saying that he's a false teacher, a false prophet, him and his dad?" No, I'm telling you that they're telling you that. Because their actions or inactions speak loud and clear, do they not? Judge men by their fruit, okay? Don't get mad at the messenger highlighting what it is that they're not preaching. If you took the time to know the word for yourself, you wouldn't be asking a question like that in the first place. How do you put this in the face of the martyrs? Take time to read the Fox's Book of Martyrs, friends. Oh my goodness, it's craziness. Here, let me just read this really quick for you, okay? This is Paul in 2 Corinthians 11. And I want you to listen carefully about this fun lifestyle that Franklin Graham is promoting in living for Christ, because the opposite is true. This is what Paul said. He said in 2 Corinthians 11:24, of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes. He was whipped. 40 stripes, save one. That means 39 times. He said, thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, in a night and a day I've been in the deep. Well, that sounds like a blast. I want to be a part of that. In journeyings often, in perils of robbers, in perils by my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. This is Paul. In the face of the message that Franklin Graham gives that says, sin is fun, but living for Christ is more fun. So in other words, the message that he's giving you, then if you're not having fun, then it must not be Christ that you're living for when you're going through trials and tribulations the way that Scripture does. Are you listening to what he's saying, folks? Paul goes on, he said, in journeyings often, in perils of water, perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, going to verse 27, in weariness, in painfulness, in watchings often, hunger and thirst, in fastings oft, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which come upon me daily, the care of all the churches. The care of all the churches. This is the fun lifestyle that Franklin Graham is promoting. You can't make it up, folks. He's preaching a gospel that does not exist. Did you guys know that, and by the way, when I'm talking about 1 Kings 13:33, remember that they were put up by corrupt kings, namely Jeroboam, who returned not from his sin. He stayed in his sin. So what did he do? He picked the debased and he put them in positions to keep himself in power. Do you understand? Notice all dictators. All tyrants, they always have the church around them. Why? Because they want to keep you in line, but they got to have the right heads that want to give approval to the tyrant. But what you don't realize is they're appointed to do just that. This country has gone down in a big way since the 50s, folks. in a major way. And who has been the leading voice of the church in America? The Grahams of the world. Folks, you can't make it up. Did you know, just to prove the point that I just made a moment ago, here, I want you to see this. This is BaptistNews.com. Graham's inference that Donald Trump is comparable to Jesus by asserting a parallel between the 10 Republicans and Judas is ludicrous at best, and at worst, it is sheer blasphemy. You have whole denominations denouncing this man. And yet you think he's all that in a bag of chips and he knows what he's doing and what he's saying. Yeah, but I'll tell you what, he does, but he's not working for my captain. He's not working for the line of the tribe of Judah. No, he's preaching a message in contrast to the cross that Christ bore to give us what it is that we have today. And that power is only promised to those that believe on the Son of God. It is not promised to those that just talk around the cross or dance around the cross. No. Those that bear the cross. They understand that same power that the Lord Jesus Christ gave unto all of us as doers of the word, not hearers only. Also wanted to let you know, you remember when Joe Biden came on the scene, we knew that Joe Biden was corrupt from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and he's been, ever since he's been on the scene, and again, he's another appointed, extorted individual. He is a puppet in the hands of his puppeteers, and the American people know it, but they allow him to remain. We know that he was kicked off of the presidential trail in 1988 for plagiarism. He was completely mocked by the press back then, by the way. Completely denounced by the press back then, by the way. We know that he's committed treason. We see all the crimes that he's committed, and they're starting to come to the light again, right? And Mr. Franklin Graham said that we need to pray for him. He didn't say anything about impeaching him. He didn't say anything about prosecuting for him concerning his crimes against we the people. Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. No, that's not at all what he did. Folks, what does that tell you? He is telling you who he is and what it is that he means to do. And what does he mean to do? He means to just keep everybody in place. So the establishment can continuously do what the establishment does over and over and over and over again. And again, this is information that we've all known. Furthermore, not only, speaking of which, Donald Trump was the father of the vaccine, he called himself. Over 300,000 Americans are now dead because of that experimental jab. And now they're actually acknowledging that it was an experiment. Traitor and foreigner Barack Obama told you that at the offset of this whole pandemic, that it was an experiment being committed on the world. Okay? Remember when Franklin Graham came out, friends? And he said that, listen, here, I'm going to give you the exact quote as to what he had to say. Because this is pretty insane, but guess what, friends? He said it. Franklin Graham says that not only does he believe his father, Billy Graham, would have received and advocated for the COVID-19 vaccine, but that he believes that Jesus would have too. Oh my goodness. That flies in the face of everything that we're taught to believe in Christ. Christ is the healer. He is the one that was without sin. He was perfect. He was holy. He was harmless. He is the Son of God. He was filled with the Holy Ghost and power over all the works of the enemy. He's also the one that came about on the scene to heal the sick, the blind, the deaf, the lepers. Withered limbs would grow back and he would raise the dead. And Franklin is dependent upon all those that don't take the time to read the Bible to know for themselves, Acts 10:38, that Jesus is the healer. He is the one that we go to for healing. I'm not saying that good doctors cannot help us, but I'm saying a majority of them are not good, as you well can see today. But Franklin blasphemed the name of Christ by saying that he himself would have got the shot. I'm going to get on the other side of this and bring you over to Daddy, and I want to read to you concerning the Hollywood's fallen star, Billy Graham, in just a moment.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is William Moore II. Like so many, I was trying to find the next resolve, both in government and faith. Bradley Dean sought me out and reminded me that there is no separation of faith and duty. We are to love with works and overcome evil with good. Put on your armor, friends, for our spiritual battles are not over. Join the fight today.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I'm going to get to this video that I made the other day when we got back from Arizona. I went right over to that of Target, and I confronted the management, and I want you to see that video. I'll get to that in just a moment. I want to finish this up. I just had my son pick this out for me, who's producing the show right now. Somebody had sent this some time ago, Dr. Kathy Burns, and this book is, I can't even tell you. About 800 pages deep of Billy Graham's friends, his friends list, and they're not good. And doesn't 1 Corinthians 15:33 tell us bad company corrupts good character? Well, what's he doing hanging out with these people? You know who his favorite president was, friends? The most evil man in American history. They called him Evil Poppy, CIA, and FBI whistleblowers. George Bush Sr., the one that called for a new world order, over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Out of chaos, can we create a new order? Billy Graham, as case in point, watched an interview with George and Barb, Barbara Bush, where they were talking about how Billy used to come over to the White House all the time, and George and Billy Graham would skinny dip together. Anybody think that's a little weird? Yeah, I would say so. I would say so. This book here is called Billy Graham and His Friends, A Hidden Agenda, Dr. Kathy Burns. There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Folks, that's not a hidden agenda. They mean to hide it. All things will come to the light the Lord promises, and it's exactly what he does. So let's get over to this really quick. This is Billy Graham. This is him in 1989 receiving a star on Hollywood Boulevard. Receiving a star from the devil. Whoa. Hey, folks, be not deceived with the first appearance of things, for show is not substance. And the only reason that there was ever a Franklin or a Billy Graham is because people didn't read their Bibles. And when you look at the rest of what you see in the hierarchy in America, for the most part, easily hands down, not all of them, but for the most part, if you read your Bibles, they wouldn't be there. Just like Americans, you wouldn't have corrupt politicians if you took the time to know what the founding documents have to say. Because it stands in contrast to who they are and what it mean and what they mean to advocate for. The star in Hollywood, let's get to it, located on the sidewalk, represents a fallen star. Fallen stars in the Bible represent Satan and those angels who sided with him and a rebellion against the God of Israel, which will never happen. How'd that work out for him, folks? Now, keep in mind, during the turn of the century, Hollywood was the original location where the land was given away freely to congregations that were willing to erect churches. Also, up until 1968, it was the church's obligation to vet all movies before being released to the populace in America. Oh my goodness, how far has the church in America fallen from their duties before God? Hollywood is the place where the occult is magnified and honored, yet Billy Graham got a star. Where witches and warlocks are, through desensitization, normalized, and where the fallen angels congregate, and the ideologies and manifestations of demons are given life and brought into the mainstream. And yet somehow Hollywood and its fallen stars have become some standard for people to go by and to emulate at the end of the day. How's that working out for you? Well, tell the Lord, Revelation 21, verse 8. One star in particular I want you to know of is that of Billy Graham. Yep, I said Billy Graham. Did you know, Americans, that they call Billy Graham the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher? They call him the evangelical pope, for those that haven't taken the time to judge the man by his fruit. Read Luke 24, verse 7. Friends, here, let me say this. Why would Billy Graham have a Hollywood star? Why would the world love Billy Graham in such a fashion? Pedophiles, homosexuals, child murderers, cult leaders, and advocates of every form of evil are praising Billy and Franklin Graham, and yet Jesus Christ was hated? Folks, something's not jiving, right? Jesus Christ was rejected and crucified by those that he came unto, but somehow Billy Graham and his son are accepted and praised by the world? People, you ain't reading your Bibles. The only explanation must be a total different gospel, which it is, being preached than that which was preached by Christ himself. There is no other reasonable explanation. The message is and was, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Remember, in John 15:18, he said, if the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. And if you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I have chosen you out of the world, therefore the world hates you. Hey, friends, if I can do anything here to jar you from a false sense of security, Scripture's clear in Philippians 2. That we're to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. John 7:17 tells us that we're to know the Word of God. 2 Timothy 2:15. How can we never see from the Grahams reproof, correction, or instructions in righteousness? It's always crossless. Don't suggest to me that they don't know exactly what they're doing. Because they do. They know exactly what they're doing, and they know exactly what they're doing with the people
as far as
that
all
are
this,
not reading their Bibles for themselves to know the difference.
And you're what not they call able, transgenderism.
And you're not going to be able to blame anybody but yourselves for not knowing the difference. Folks, these people are set as a judgment upon the nation. Just like a majority of what you see out there in the American church today, friends, I want you to understand they're there as a judgment upon the people that give them their time and their money. My job is to wake you up, not to put you to sleep. My job is to look over and protect the sheep, right? Not to give them over to the wolves. That's the job of the church. What are you seeing from the Grahams? Doing nothing but propping up every politician that comes along and getting behind them, regardless of what they say or do. At no time do you ever hear either one of them reproving the said president for the things that they advocate for, which means that they're accomplices to the same crimes. And they mean for you to be an accomplice to their crimes too, just ain't going down that road. So here it is. Everybody's complaining about what's going on in Target all over the country, and I praise God for all the people that have stood up. But when I got home, it didn't leave me. On Sunday morning, I got up and I went over to Target. And I went right inside of the store, and I want you to see exactly what the church should be doing at every given step. I've got about 3 minutes left. I want you to see this, and I want you to hear this. This is me going inside of the Target in Minnesota here. We're going to go into Target really quick and just see what they have as far as all this, what they call transgenderism clothing line and their satanic clothing line. And this is in Buffalo, Minnesota.
This is what the church is called to do. We're commanded to do this.
One t-shirt shows a girl laying down on her pillow. It says, "Thinking of Girls." The next one is a pink shirt. It says, "Live, Laugh, Lesbian." Another one says, "Ask me about my pronouns, my queer." It goes on and on. This is inside of this store. The Heartstopper coloring book, Pride, where two women are carrying a baby. Okay, here we go. This is when I called for the manager. Okay, here we go.
Sure thing.
So, what's this? You're in the most conservative county in the state of Minnesota,
mm-hmm,
promoting this.
Yep.
Really? How's that working out for you?
I mean, me personally, I really have nothing to do with it, so.
Okay, well, are you just doing your job?
Yes.
Okay, so our laws condemn this in the state. You know that, right? It's against the law to promote this. It's in the front, it's in the back. Nobody wants it in the county, but you guys are selling it anyways. And you guys have lost, what, $8 billion across the country already over the last week because of this, and you're still not listening? We don't want it here.
Our stores are working on it.
Oh, I hope so, because this is a perversion and a molestation of the minds of the kids, okay? And it needs to stop. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. If we still have this stuff up in 7 days, we're going to have about 100 people around the block protesting your store.
Okay.
So you can let your corporate know we're not putting up with it no more in the state.
We have our media relations number if you'd like to reach out.
I'm just telling you.
Dino,
you
yep.
Go ahead and do whatever you want to do, but I'm not putting up with that.
Yep.
The people in this county do
keep
not
it down,
want
please.
To
GCN,
this.
Let it play out.
We are already here. I think it's good that it's here.
Oh, well, good for you.
On it.
Yeah, well, go look at the state law. It's illegal. I don't care what you think. That is my bad.
Folks, I'll post this on the feed on the last show, which is today.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. Definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.